Okay, so this evening where we've just explored a lot in terms of the very spiritual atmosphere which has been engendered by the tragedy of Mumbai. When there's darkness, the answer is light. And we've come together to learn Maimah, a discourse, a Kabbalistic Hasidic discourse. And this is Shabbat Parshat Vayetze this week, and it's this discourse was said in 1981, Tavshin Membet 5742, and it concerns, we've been talking about the depth of the soul, the intensity of the spirituality of each person, and so in Vayetze we have a dream. The dream of Yaakov. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, vayelech Harana. Yaakov went out of Be'er Sheva, he came to Haran, vayifga b'makom, and the sages tell us that means not just he met the place, he chanced on the place, he prayed there. The Kan Tiken Yaakov Tfilat Ma'ariv. And Avraham Tiken Shachlit, Yitzhak Mincha, and Yaakov Ma'ariv, and it's at this point, Vayalin Sham, and then he slept, Kiva Shemesh, because the sun had set, Vayikach Mi'avnei Makom B'yassem Rashotav, and he took the stones and put them around his head, Vayishkav B'makom Ahu, and he slept there, Vayachalo, and he dreamt. V'hinei Sulam Mutzav Arza. There was a ladder standing on the ground, v'roshom magia shemaima, and its head reached the heavens. V'hinei malachei Elokim olim v'yordim bo, and angels of God were going up and coming down. Now, this image of the ladder is understood by the Zohar as representing tefillah. Sulam da tzlotav, says the Zohar. The sulam is prayer. And the idea is that the angels going up the ladder are like the words of the prayer, or the ru'utad de liba, the desire of the heart of the person who's praying, with his words and his feelings or her feelings reaching God beyond, at the top of the ladder. And the angels coming down the ladder, the melachim coming down, are like the brachot which come from Hashem. Or the connection, the sense of connection with Hashem. The brachot might be helping the car start, or it might be something more spiritual in one's life, that at the moment of tefillah, there is a sense of illumination for the person. And he, after the tefillah, he feels, or she feels, transformed in some inner way. So tefillah has tremendous potential power in the life of a person, in the daily life of a person. And so here we have the angels, the melachim going up and the melachim coming down. Now usually, the way in which the mekubalim, the Kabbalists, look at the process of prayer is the rungs of the ladder are like different worlds. So the different worlds which one can speak of, if I can find my pen, the different worlds are, of course, there's four worlds. So there is, so there's Asiya, which is action at the bottom. And then higher up there is Yitzira, which is formation. And higher up there's Briya, which is creation. And then beyond that is the highest world, Atzilut. So I'll just write that as Atzilut. And beyond that is Ein Sof, at a higher realm. And this can be understood as the process of prayer is, as it were, moving up the rungs of the ladder higher and higher. And so there is a Kabbalistic Siddur, the Siddur HaArizal, where it says that the different sections of the prayer, this, like at the top of the page, it says Asiya, Yetzira, Briya, Atzilut. So the Amida is Atzilut, and the beginning of the prayer is Asiya. And as one goes through the different stages of the prayer, Baruch Sha'ama, Bichot Kriya Shema, you get into higher and higher levels according to the Siddur. So that is a way of understanding the process of prayer. Then after the Amida, one slowly comes down again, back into the world. I can't remember if the prayer book actually has stages down, but it takes you to Atzilut, and then you make your own way down. But that's something.
This is the standard Machzor Siddur in...
No. This is a very...
Standard Siddur for Chabad. No?
No, it doesn't. The Siddur HaRizal is the standard Siddur of Chabad, but where it has these Kabbalistic phrases, that is in the Kabbalistic Siddur HaRizal with all kinds of extra perushim.
There are two versions, one with extra and one without.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there is a Chabad Siddur as well, or several, where there are biorim in Chasidut. But I don't think that there it says Asiya, Yetzira, and so on in terms of the stages of prayer. But there's like several famous 18th century Siddur HaRizal with a lot of Kabbalistic information. If I remember, I'll bring one next week. So that is one aspect of that's an aspect of the Parshat HaShavua this week. And that is going to link in this particular discourse with an interpretation. If you turn over the page, you've got Tfilat Mincha Shel Shabbat. Tfilat Mincha Shel Shabbat. Now, Tfilat Mincha is Man Shel Raiva De Raivin, the time of ultimate bliss. Shabbat bliss. Bliss of Shabbat, the enjoyment, ta'anug, oneg Shabbat, on the deepest level. And at Mincha, one says, you see where it's got in large letters, Ata Echad. This is the special bit that's added for Mincha. You see the first three brachot in the Shmoneh Esrei, in the Amidah, that's the same, more or less, every day of the year. But then we come to the middle part, which has each tefillah of Shabbat has got a different middle. Ata echad v'shimcha echad. You, God, are one, and your name is one. Umi ka'amcha k'Yisrael. Who is like your people Israel, the Jewish people? Goy echad ba'aretz, one nation in the world, because we reveal the achdut of God in the world. And then follows a string of poetic phrasing, one would think. Tiferet, beauty. Gdula, greatness. Va'ateret Yeshua, and crown of salvation. Yom Menucha u'kdusha, a day of peace and holiness. La'amcha natata, to your people you gave. Avraham yagel, Avraham will rejoice. Yitzchak yiranen. Yitzchak will sing. Yaakov uvanav yanuchu bo. Jacob, Yaakov and his sons will rest on it. Menuchat ahava unedava. A rest which is one of love and of giving. Menuchat emet ve'emuna. A rest of truth and faith. Menuchat shalom. A rest of peace. Hashket v'betach. Tranquility and security. Menucha shlema, a full peace, sha'ata rotzeba, which you, God, love. Yakiru vanecha v'yed'u, your sons, your children will recognize and know, ki mi'itcha hi menuchatam, that from you is their rest, the Shabbat rest. Va'al menuchatam yakdishu et shemecha. And for this day of rest, they are mekadesh, they sanctify your name. And then it goes on that God should enjoy our rest and make sanctify us in his mitzvot, and so on. Now, this is, in this discourse, which is Ata Echad, B'Shimcha Echad, this discourse is based on a discourse, a Ma'amar, by the Mittler Rebbe, the second Lubavitcher Rebbe, whose birthday and Yahrzeit will be the coming Shabbat, and that it was exactly the same kviyut when this discourse was said in 1981. And so this is what we're going to try and explore in the time available. Oh, ye yom ba, ya, ya, yam, ba, bom. Ho, ye ram, ba, ya, yom, ba, yom. Ho, yom, ba, ya, ya, ho ya 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 ho ya ho ha ye le lam ba ya ya ho ya ye le lam ba yam ba yam ha ye le lam ba ha ye le lam ba ho yam ba yam ba yam ba bam bam ha ya yam ba ya 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 yam ho yam ba yo yam bam bam. Now if we look at the beginning of the discourse, Ata echad b'shimcha echad umli ka'amcha ki Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. You are one, your name is one. Who is like your people Israel, one nation in the world? And the Mittler Rebbe explains this. Mavai kvot kedushat admor ha'emtzai. He's called the Mittler Rebbe, the middle Rebbe, admor ha'emtzai, because first was Rabbi Shneur Zalman, who was Rebbe for a long time, and then was the Tzemach Tzedek, who was also Rebbe for a long time. And in the time of the Tzemach Tzedek, they called the Mittler Rebbe, they called him the Middle Rebbe. Rebbe is Rebbe Shneur Zalman, then the Middle Rebbe. So the name the Middle Rebbe stuck. So he is the one, Baal Ha'ilulad Tet Kislev, whose birthday and Yahrzeit are on the 9th of Kislev. And also there was an event that he was put in prison as a result of antagonism from the opponents of Hasidism. They said that the money he was sending to Israel, at that time there was quite a considerable Hasidic community and a Chabad community in Israel, and he was organizing sending money to Israel to help them. So as had happened with his father 25 years earlier, there was an accusation that the money he was sending to Israel was not to help Jews, but was to help the Ottoman Empire, which was very uncomfortable in its relationship with Russia. So therefore, this was an accusation of treason, and he was arrested as a result of that. So he was released on the 10th of Kislev in 1826, and then he passed away a year later, on the 9th of Kislev, 1827. So, but this became known as the Chag HaGeula of the Mittler Rebbe. Now, he said a discourse, B'mamaro dibo matchil zeh, he said a discourse beginning like this, Ata Echad, famous discourse. And it says in the brackets, apparently this was the Mama, the discourse that he said on Shabbat Kodesh HaAcharon when he was sitting in prison. And then, which was on that Shabbat Parshat Vayetze, 9th of Kislev, 1826, Kodem Tfilat HaMincha, and that's the discourse he said. שבכללות נוסח זה נתבררו ג' הקווין חסד גבורה תפארת דלת פעמים. In the discourse, which one can get, there are many books of the ma'amarim of this person, Rabbi Dov Ber, the Mittler Rebbe. Incidentally, my PhD was about Rabbi Dov Ber. I was discussing with the Rebbe, I wanted to change my PhD topic. I was doing a topic in Hasidism, but I wanted to change to Chabad Hasidus. Then I cooked up a certain plan, something or other about Chabad Hasidism around 1900. So the Rebbe said to me in Yechidut, he said, it's very good, you want to do a PhD about Chabad, such as the Mittler Rebbe. So he gave me a topic. So I said, my supervisor won't be pleased. So he said, who is your supervisor? And I gave the name, a Jewish man, the son of a famous rabbi. And the rabbi said, he's the son of so-and-so. I said, yes. And anyway, I get back to London. I phone my supervisor and I say, you know, I've been thinking, I'd quite like to change the topic of my dissertation. No, I don't support that at all. Lo and full, I don't think that's a good idea. No, shouldn't do it. What about the Mittler Rebbe? Excellent idea. Suddenly, click. And he immediately said, you could write about such and such a book. And in fact, that's exactly what I did. He gave like an idea, and that was in fact what the PhD was. Anyway, so that's the Mittler Rebbe. So there are many teachings by the Mittler Rebbe, and this is one of them. And what he does in this teaching, he explains Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet. Now, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet are the left, the right, the left, and the middle line of the Sfirot. So we have. Well, let's put it in Atzilut for the moment, right over here. So if we write Chesed and Gvura on the left and Tiferet, this is like lower down in the middle, right? Is that right? Yeah. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet. Yeah, okay. And that's in like in the world of Atzilut. However, the point is that he explains this Dalet Pamim, Arba Pamim, four times. Ba'arva Hamadregot, on the four levels, Hakololot Kol Seder Yishtalshlut, which include all aspects of the downchaining of the worlds, Matchil Milifnei HaTzimtzum, beginning with before the Tzimtzum. Now this is a very interesting aspect of Chabad thought, that when we look in Kabbalistic books, I mean generally, for example, the Zohar is using a kind of coded imagery most of the time, in which it's talking about Sfirot. Sometimes it speaks about the Sfirot openly. Very often they're like Mushalim. When we look at books like Share Ora by Yosef Ibn Jikatilia, which is a 13th century, 14th century Spanish Kabbalist, so he talks about the Sfirot and Shemot and the names, divine names, which relate to different aspects of the Sfirot. So we're usually talking about the Sfirot of Atzilut. So it's understood that the Sfirot of Atzilut come down, that in Briah there's also those same 10 Sfirot, and so in Yetzirah, and so in action as well, in Asiyah as well. To talk about Sfirot in Ein Sof is in a way, the whole concept of Ein Sof is that it's beyond the concept of Sfirot. However, what we find from the earliest generations of Chabad, and I don't exactly know the makorot of this in Kabbalistic writings. There's a professor in Israel called Professor Moshe Chalamish. He's now retired. He was a professor at Bar Ilan University. And he wrote his doctorate, his PhD, on Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Ladi. So I wrote on the Mittler Rebbe. In fact, Professor Rachel Elior in the Hebrew University also wrote a PhD on the Mittler Rebbe. So we both wrote at the same. She wrote before, just slightly before me. When I began, she'd already more or less finished. So I got into a correspondence with her. Now she's a good friend of my wife. But I got into a correspondence to see where is she focusing, and I have to write something else, you know. So, So she was writing on the second generation of Chabad. So she focused on Rav Aharon of Shtar Aseli, and I focused on Rav Dov Ber, the Mitzvah Rebbe. But she wrote a book, Torat HaElokut B'Dor HaSheni Shel Chabad. That was the book of her PhD. She wrote about, like we have grandchildren, she's written books. Can I love her? Lots of books, Baruch Hashem. So there we have the idea of speaking about Sfirot on a very, very exalted level. And even Sfirot, that one can talk about, Lifnei HaTzimtzum Yesh Sfirot. Because there's the idea that if something is here, so there's a shadow, there's some kind of something which is there even on the highest level. And so there is the image that you have the tzimtzum, let's make a red tzimtzum perhaps. Yes, so we have the tzimtzum, and even before the tzimtzum, there are those three Kavim of Chesed Gvura Tiferet. So let's write them as just Chagat, like that. Chesed Gvura Tiferet, on that very exalted level. And he then gives a Perush on the words of the Tfilot of the Shmona Esra, of Mincha. Ata Echa v'Shimcha Echa l'mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echel Ba'aretz, Heim Gimel Kavim Chesed Gvura Tiferet, the first line of the Amidah, of that section of the Amidah, are these three kavim before the Tzimtzum. The gam lifnei Tzimtzum yesh itchalkut the gimel kavim, that even before the Tzimtzum there is a division into three lines: chesed, gvura, tifelet, love, severity, and mercy. Ba'ofen sheshayich inyan itchalkut lifnei Tzimtzum, in that way that you could talk about division into three before the Tzimtzum. Then comes the next line of Mincha: Tiferet gudula va'ateret Yeshua yom menucha kedusha la'amcha natata. That's the next line of the Mincha. That's beauty and greatness and crown of salvation, day of peace and holiness you've given to your people. Hu inyan gimel akavim kmo shem la'achrei tzimtzum. They are the three qualities, chesed, gvura, tiferet, those three lines, left, right, and center. Avol ba'olamot ein sof shelamayla ma'atzilut. They are still in the worlds of ein sof, but they are after the tzimtzum, and they are still before atzilut. So here is another level, and if I use this color, so there's the tzimtzum, here we are after the tzimtzum, but before atzilut, and we have the three over there as well. So there too we have this quality of Chagat. And then we have another level down. V'lechein omer al zeh la'amcha natata. You've given it, that's why it says, you've given it to your people, the netinahu. Giving means sheniten miyad liyad bli shinui. Giving means it's given from one hand to the other, but it hasn't been changed. You see, once it gets into atzilut, there's a change. It's approaching the limitations of existence, even though atzilut is still holy, but there is some kind of change. Whereas at this level, from before the tzimtzum to after the tzimtzum, it's like a step, and it's still within the Ein Sof. It's still within the Ein Sof. Now, this looks theoretical at this point, but there's actually a very, very definite psychological purpose in this whole thing, which we're going to come to very shortly. Now, then we have the next level down. And after that, Avraham, Yagel, etc. Avraham rejoices, and it goes on to Menuchat Avanu Dava, a piece of love and of giving. Medaber b'hagimel kavim k'mo shem b'atzilut. Then we have the three lines in Atzilut, which is the next level down. So here we are, Atzilut. There we have another level of Chagat, which actually we've got already. Okay, so there they are in Atzilut in the diagram. And then we have, now Atzilut is really Kedusha, but Atzilut is godliness. And then now Ba'atzilut Heim Bivchinat Hagbala, they're already limited, defined, not limited but defined. Eser Velo Tesha, they're 10 Svirot, not 9. Eser Velo Achadasa, 10 but not 11. Ubeze Gufa, and in this itself, there are two madrigot. Avraham, Yagel, Yitzchak, Yalanein, Yaakov, Vanav, Yenuchubo. So that's Chesed, Gvura, Tifer, Datzilut. And then there's Menuchat, Avan, Ledava, Menuchat, Emet, Bemunah, Menuchat, Shalom, Ashke, Bevetach. So then that's Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Atzilut, Kemuvuach, Be, Aruka, Bedrush, Hanal. So we then have a lower level, which is Nahim. So Netzach Hod Yesod of the, does it speak about Malchut? Netzach Hod Yesod of Atzilut. So there we have another level coming down. Now that's all explained in this drush. And so here we have four madrigot. And these four madrigot are very, very exalted. Now, it's late, and just to give you in one nekuda what this whole Torah is about. These four madrigot, which are here, the Chagat, which is in Ein Sof before the Tzimtzum, the Chagat, which is in Ein Sof after the Tzimtzum, the Chagat, which is in Atzilut, and then the Nahim, which is also in Atzilut. This is the Makor, this is the source of these four worlds. And beyond them is Ein Sof, absolutely, completely Ein Sof. And he explains how those four, and Ein Sof, which makes five Madrigon, that's the Shoresh of the Neshama of the individual. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Those are the five dimensions of the Neshama. And what happens when we are saying this prayer, Ata Echad, at Mincha, on Shabbat, is that there is a sudden Kilui, a revelation of that level of the Neshama, which is absolutely at the highest level, the level of Ein Sof, beyond the three, the Chiluk into three. The level of Ein Sof, which is completely beyond, and that is the quality of Yechidah Sheb Neshama. And we are tapping that. The whole process of this discourse is to try to teach us to tap that dimension of our Neshama when saying these words in the Tfilat Mincha and on Shabbat. And he explains how the Yechidah of the soul is revealed on Shabbat in a very interesting way. He says because the point about Yechidah is every single Jew has got a quality of Yechidah, including Mashiach, including the simplest person, whoever it is, everyone has the quality of Yechidah. He says, in terms of the Menucha of Shabbat, which is what this Tefillah is really about, this prayer is about the rest on Shabbat. Rest means not working. Now, you could have the greatest rabbi in the world, and you could have whoever it is, a teenager listening to his iPod, you know, but now it's Shabbat, so he puts the iPod away. The greatest rabbi in the world, and kaviyachol, so to speak, the simplest person, in terms of their resting on Shabbat, they're equal. Because both of them are not, this one doesn't turn on the light, and that one doesn't turn on his iPod. They're both doing they're not doing the same things. If you talk about the tefillot of Shabbat, So the great rabbi presumably has a very spiritual approach to prayer, and the other person maybe doesn't pray so much, or a little bit, or he's talking to his friend. It's so when you're talking about eating on Shabbat, so for one person eating is a very spiritual thing where he understands that there's a spiritual radiance in the food and that energy, and now it's on Shabbat, there's a special ta'anug. Whereas another person is, oh, how nice, yes, I like the pink ice cream, you know, the strawberry. You know, so it's a different kind of hergesh. But when it comes to not working on Shabbat, that there's whatever the action is, he's not going to write on Shabbat. Okay, so the great rabbi doesn't write on Shabbat, and whoever it is also doesn't write on Shabbat. At that level, they're unified. That's like Yechida, which is an even higher level. You see, that's the level that is beyond. So that Yechida, that's the essence which is beyond. So that's the level of Ein Sof. So there's Ein Sof beyond all Hitchalkut. Then we got Hitchalkut beyond all division into kindness, severity, mercy in the middle. Then we've got Ein Sof before the Tzimtzum, but there is this Hitchalkut. Then you've got after the Tzimtzum, but it's still Ein Sof. And then you've got Atzilut on its higher level, then Atzilut on its lower level. Now these four levels are the Shoresh of these four worlds, Atzilut, creation, formation, action. So therefore, what is happening during the Tfilah on Mincha and Shabbat is that click. The person is opening a window to this exalted dimension of the Yichida Sheben Neshama, the essence of the soul, which joins together with every single Jew, and joins together with the very essence of God beyond all Hitchalkut, beyond all distinction. And then that percolates down through all these different levels, and ultimately we come from Shabbat into the days of the week, bringing that spirituality with us in some way. But at that moment, what this discourse achieves is let's just look at the very last page, because it ends off with Mashiach. So or the penultimate page, just the Chelek Perek Zayin. It's interesting that here he talks about the fact that Mittler Rebbe was in prison, and the fact that he was in prison, he was suffering, and yet this discourse was just before he was let out of prison. And so therefore this discourse is really heralding the Geula for him, and it's heralding the Geula for us, that there are tragic events, but ultimately, after the tragedy, there is Geula, there is redemption, ultimately. And so, and that whatever the negative things are, they come ultimately to something positive, even though we're not able to understand that. And what is being revealed is Bechinat Yechida, the third line from the bottom on the that page, Zayin, Perek Zayin. Your children should know that their rest of Shabbat is from you. The gilui b'chinat yechida, the revelation of yechida, who be'inyan adat dafka, is in the way of knowledge. Yakiru, they recognize. Ve'yedu, they know. And it's this knowledge which is the quality of Mashiach. Vezehu, that's how he ends up with the concept of Mashiach, because from pain, ultimately, as you said, how can the Jewish people survive without the concept of Mashiach? It's because we have suffered many painful experiences in our long history, and we know that ultimately the only true resolution of pain is Mashiach, and that is the ultimate of the process of existence. וזהו גם כן מה שמשיח ילמד דעת לכל העם. That's why Mashiach will teach knowledge to the whole people. בהשגת פנימיות התורה, in the understanding of the inwardness of Torah. דעת דווקא. Now דעת, knowledge, that is the point of resolution of all these different levels, because we have Chochmah, Bina, Daat, and it's Daat which is that point of wisdom, understanding and knowledge, which is really the expression of the resolution of these differences of different levels of Elokut. And what does it mean that there will be this Daat? Because the Shoresh of Daat is in Ein Sof. The Shoresh of Daat is in the highest levels. So in order to come to a point where wisdom and understanding, the right and the left, are resolved together, and that also means Chesed and Gvura, also resolving them, that resolving, that resolution of opposites is in Daat. Mi she'ein lo Daat, a child who doesn't have Daat, the mitkaes, he gets angry because he's not able to resolve opposites. A person who has more da'at, even when things which are very contrary happen, somehow, with the help of God, he's able to resolve those things. And it's the power of da'at which enables him to resolve them. So that is actually the function of Mashiach, to reveal Daat to the world, so that ultimately all the conflicts and all the painful issues will be resolved and will not be experienced as conflict, and people will stop caring about things in the way which at this moment leads them to violence or crime or other things. So Daat, now what happens when Mashiach comes? Ki mala aret deyat Hashem. Then the world will be filled with knowledge of God. Daat dafka, deyat dafka, knowledge. V'gilu zeh yeh ba'ofen dechamayim layam mechasim. And this revelation of the knowledge of God will be in the way of the waters covering the sea. Haynu shezeh yeh, that will be nosaf al daat v'hakarat haseichel. In addition to the way the mind understands and knows, Briya muchashit, like something tangible that you see, kmo mehayam, like you see the waters of the ocean, shenirim briya muchashit, which one perceives them with physical sight. Dehinei mavur b'chama mekomod b'inyan nivraim shebe'alma d'iskatsia. It's said in a number of places, the Talmud and elsewhere, about the creatures which are in the hidden realm, she'hem b'dugma dagim shebe'yam, they are like fish in the sea. Now, the hidden realm is like a spiritual realm. And there are the fish in the sea, she'ein betelim la'mayim. They're like, as if they are abnegated in relation to the water. Ad shemetziutam shel hadagim einan nireit klal. You don't see the fish, you see the water. Umar shenireim rak me'ayam shemechasim aleim. All one sees when you look at the ocean or the waters. You don't see the fish. Umizem muvan sheperush, Kamaim leyom mechasim, that the waters covering the ocean, hu shagilud elokut, is that the revelation of godliness in the time of Mashiach, yi'az v'riyam u'choshit, will be in a physical sight, kmo me'ayam, like the waters of the ocean, shemechasim ale nivraim shebetocham, which hide the creatures within them, shehem nirim v'riyam u'choshit, and the water is seen with a physical sight. Now the water represents Elokut, and the fish in the sea represent everything in our physical world. At this moment we see the physical world, we don't see the waters of Elokut which are sustaining and giving life to the physical world, but in the time of Mashiach we will. So Mashiach will reveal the Daat in our minds, so that we will see the Elokut from this highest level expressed all the way down into the physical world as well. And we will see the Mehayam, the waters of the ocean, that is like the spirituality of Elokut. And we'll see it in every aspect of life. The car. And you see, once we see physical things in a spiritual way, that also affects the whole structure of the planet. scorpions will stop being dangerous, cars will start, everything will happen in the ray, and the illnesses will disappear. That even mental illnesses will also disappear, because it's a kind of a therapy of the whole. We'll have food, plenty. We'll have food. There will be an economic revolution which will provide enough food for everyone in the world.
No Jewish bankers.
Sorry?
No Jewish bankers.
And there will be a peace and joy and unity. V'yihi ratzon, the Rebbe ends with a prayer. May it be the will of Hashem. שמלימוד עניינים אלו בתורה, that from learning such ideas in the Torah, יבוא בקרוב, we will come closely, soon, לקיום הייעוד, the עניינים אלו בפועל, of keeping the promise that is in these concepts of the coming of Mashiach and the revelation of spirituality in this way, although the way he talks about this experience during tefillah, like the tefillah of, like Yaakov's ladder, which he speaks about, that this is there when we pray and we are able, and he's opened up a way of thinking about tefillah, that as one prays, one actually feels that connection with Ein Sof at the very, very highest level coming down through into the world. Shemitoch menucha amitit, that through genuine peace, umetoch simcha, and from joy, v'tuv levov, and the happy heart, we should go likrat ha-geula amitit v'ashlima, to the genuine and full geula al yedei Mashiach tzidkenu, by means of Mashiach. She'az yeh, and then it will be mala aretz deyat Hashem, that the world, the whole world, including Mumbai and all its inhabitants, will be filled with knowledge of God, kamayim le'yam mechasim, like the waters covering the ocean.
What is this, a Gelet Kodesh?
Oh, I took this from a there's a book a book which is published every week in the Chabad world, Dvar Malchut, and it has all kinds of Torah teachings. It's got a bit of Gemara, it's got a bit of Tanakh, it's got a and it's got a Maamar Chassidut. So they also printed a letter from the Rebbe on the same page, or part of the letter, and it's a very interesting letter.
Yes.
It's